This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
On today's This Week in America, best-selling author Carrie Lonsdale, a master storyteller of family drama, her latest novel, No More Words. We talk about the popularity of psychological thrillers and the trends emerging in entertainment, especially from women creators. Also with us, award-winning sports filmmaker Dexton Deberry talks about a 6-episode Crackle docuseries, Promised Land, on the evolution of NBA Rookie of the Year Ja Morant as he navigates his way to NBA superstardom. And New York Times number one best-selling author Patricia Cornwell on her latest book, Spin, a look at the emerging tech in cyber technology. The master of domestic drama joins us next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-817-2871. 800-817-2871. That's 800-817-2871.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. A master of domestic drama has done it again. From the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, Amazon charts, and number one Kindle bestselling author, Carrie Lonsdale comes No More Words, a novel. Her first book in a trilogy about love, betrayal, and the secrets families keep, called An Addictive Page-Turner, impossible to put down, intricately plotted. Her standalone and series books have been translated into 27 languages, including reaching over 2 million readers. Carrie is co-founder of the Women's Fiction Writers Association, resides in Northern California with her husband and 2 children. No More Words, a novel, suspense, romance, and drama from best-selling author Carrie Lonsdale. Carrie joins us on This Week in America. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Looking forward to our conversation and talking about the book. Everybody is talking about the book. No More Words, the first book in the Carson family trilogy. So much drama, so much family heartache. Talk about the Carson family. Give us some background on the family.
Oh, well, there's a lot of dysfunction going on with that family. We have Dwight and Charlotte Carson, who probably are not your ideal parents, and their parenting style definitely leaves something to be desired. So it all, of course, the way that they parent leads to this tragic event that happens when the Carson siblings are in their teens, and then we see how this event has shaped them, their personalities, their behaviors, their fears, their habits, later in their lives. And so each book features a different sibling. In the first book, No More Words, we get Olivia, who is the oldest, who suddenly finds this 13-year-old nephew she's never met before thrust upon her, with her younger sister Lily nowhere to be found.
You know, it's interesting. Lily, what a 16, she's faced with a life-altering decision, basically abortion or adoption. And boy, the story takes off from there, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So, and that's quite a decision to face there. And of course, we know just legally, parents can't make you decide when you're 16 and older, the abortion or the adoption. But the Carson parents kind of gave her an ultimatum, and she realized that she was much better just leaving in general.
And she, like, disappears. I mean, nobody hears from her. They get a picture once a year of what Olivia does, a picture of the nephew. Suddenly, he shows up, and he doesn't speak well, does he? But he draws, and that, like, all of his drawings is sort of a clue what happened to the missing Lily.
Yes, and so readers will find out that there's a reason Josh, he can't read or write. He has difficulty speaking, but he tells these horrific tales through his artwork, which is what Olivia ends up using to find this sister that she hasn't seen since she ran away 16 and pregnant. And through that, too, you kind of see this relationship blossom between Olivia and Josh, Olivia's got this hardened heart, and she finally opens herself up in her home. And I think it's a really fun journey that the readers will experience.
We're talking with Carrie Lansdale, best-selling author. Her new book, No More Words, a Novel. You find it available at Amazon. You can go to Carrie's website, carrielansdale.com, and we'll have that on our website as well, thisweekinamericatalk.us. Talk a little bit about how this all began. When you started, did you know this was going to be a trilogy, or one of those where you started and you thought, I got more than one book here, I'm going to do a series?
You know, this one actually did start out as a trilogy, and the story came to me as a trilogy. You take, for instance, the first trilogy I did, which is the Everything series. I wrote Everything We Keep, which was my debut, and I wrote it as a standalone book. But there was a particular character in there that a lot of readers fell in love with, including my editor, who said, okay, well, we can't leave this character in this situation. So book two came about, and then from there, book three. So that one kind of evolved. But this one, the No More series, was definitely planned as a series. And so the first book, we have Olivia. The second book will be Lily's story. The third book will be Lucas's story. And the readers will slowly be able to piece whatever this tragic event was. They'll be able to piece together what really happened when they get each sibling's perspective.
Yes. From an author standpoint, does that give you a little more freedom? This is multi-layered. Now you've got three books to sort of peel back the layers. Does that give you a little more freedom as you're developing the characters and the storyline?
I don't know if it gives me more freedom, but it was definitely a bit of a challenge to write, because knowing it's a series and these aren't standalone books. The readers will really have to read it as a series in order, because what happens in book two won't necessarily make much sense unless you read book one. So from a plotting perspective, it was a fun challenge, because you have to make sure everything works. Because book two, No More Lies, there's a bit of time overlap, because book one takes place over the course of like 7 to 8 days. So there's 7 to 8 days in book two that I had to make sure really matched up with book one.
This is a psychological thriller, and you've really done a nice job in bringing that element out in the book. The first of the series, No More Words, a Novel, Carrie Lansdale, our guest on the program. That's very popular right now, the psychological thrillers. Why do you think that is? What do readers get from these?
Oh, well, they get a thrilling story, of course.
Yes, of course.
but more so, I think it's the unexpected. We love to see twists that we don't see coming, turns that take us down unexpected roads. But, you know, let's be real here. I think we all like to experience things or see people do things that we morally would not do ourselves, and we can live that experience through these books that we write, which is, I think, why these psychological suspenses and thrillers can be pretty twisted.
Got about a minute left. I want to ask you about that, because for the reader, we take so much enjoyment in reading. We really enjoy where you're going to take us, because you don't know exactly where that's going to be. So we can't put the book down. We've got to squeeze an extra chapter in before we go to bed. As you're writing it, do you get as much enjoyment writing these as we get reading them?
I do. I really do. Which is why I do it. But I will say, for me personally, the fast first draft is the most challenging part, and the part that I like the least, because it's literally like you're pulling this story out of you. But the best part, at least for me, is when I start the revisions and rewriting, because that's when the layering comes, and that's when I get to know the characters and really know what's going on with the story. And that's when, for me, the story really comes to life, and I get the most fulfillment out of it. But I will tell you, once my book has been printed and it is in book form, I don't read it, because by then I've read it 50 times.
It's like, move on, something else for me. I've got to go on with my life.
I'm on
here.
To the next book, or even the one after that.
Well, in no more words, a novel. Carrie characteristically has great characters, real emotion and depth. You'll find all of that in more from Amazon Charts and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Carrie Lonsdale, the first book in a trilogy about love, betrayal, and the secrets families keep. Information, of course, at Amazon.com. Carrie's website, CarrieLonsdale.com, and on our website as well. Carrie, a pleasure. Good luck with the book. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's been our pleasure.
Great.
Thank you. Carrie Lonsdale, our guest. The book, No More Words, a Novel. You'll find it at Amazon.com. More on today's program after these messages.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. The Crackle original 6-episode docuseries Promised Land chronicles the meteoric rise of Memphis Grizzlies guard and reigning NBA Rookie of the Year, Ja Morant. A true underdog story following the intimate journey and personal evolution of a professional athlete during their rookie season at the NBA, working hard to achieve his dreams of basketball superstardom. Promised Land was created and directed by award-winning sports filmmaker Dexton Deberry. Art visionary, strategist, content pioneer, multi-talented writer, director, producer, and an amazing storyteller. He's been involved with a number of multifaceted projects. He wrote, directed, and produced the award-winning feature film Unbanned, The Legend of AJ 1, about the Air Jordan 1 basketball shoes, which ultimately changed the game of basketball. Dexton Deberry, creator and director of the Crackle docuseries Promised Land, our guest on This Week in America. Dexton, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
What was it about this story, Ja's story, that so compelling that you decided to do the docuseries Promised Land? What was it that really interested you in his story?
It's really twofold. You know, first of all, I I had this itch of an idea, which is how a lot of ideas kind of are born within me, that just sort of evolved and grew, but sat in the back of my mind. And it was based on this idea that, you know, I felt like we'd never really seen and experienced a rookie, somebody coming into the league and actually experiencing their dreams unfolding in real time.
Yes.
And getting to know really what it was like, you know, as a 19-year-old, you know, boy / becoming a man. And as that actually happens, you know, we've seen a lot of legends reflect back and recant stories of their rookie season and what it was like. But, you know, it's always revisionist history after a few years go by and a lot of money's been made and fame's been attained and all that. It's hard to kind of really put yourself back there, and it's always sort of a reflection. And so I was into the idea of doing a story that was much more in the moment and in real time. So that was one. And then two, specifically around Ja, which, you know, they were sort of disconnected thoughts originally. I was tracking him, and I was always really kind of fascinated by this idea that, you know, he was such an underdog, and I felt like he was you know, undercredited and underconsidered and really deep within the shadows of Zion when, you know, he was a force unto himself and should have been considered, you know, much more and much, much heavier by everybody, but just wasn't. And that resonated with me on a personal level because I just feel like I've been an underdog so much in my life and I know what that's like. And I know what it's like to sort of use that as fuel to prove everybody wrong and maybe even to prove myself wrong and do things I never thought were possible. And those two things coming together made it just sort of the perfect storm and him the perfect subject.
And you described the style as sort of like riding shotgun with Ja, and that's exactly it. We're there in real time as all of this unfolds. Unfolding was the most unusual season in NBA history. Widespread social unrest, global pandemic, renewed player activism. How did he handle all of this?
Extremely well. You know, he, you know, we get to really kind of, we see him wrestle with it a little bit and try to figure it out to a certain degree. But, you know, that's real and that's human. And, you know, I think that where he landed with all of it, you know, with his social voice and dealing with the pandemic and using that time to better himself, you know, the way that he sort of took on, you know, his rising fame and notoriety and still remained really focused on the game. All of that, you know, is a crazy combination of, you know, his character and his upbringing and his family support system, and then the building blocks of character that just, you know, lie within him naturally. All of that, you know, sort of came together and you get to see him put those pieces together and navigate through the season, especially through a season that none of us could have predicted.
Ja Morant is who we're talking about, winning NBA Rookie of the Year. The docuseries is now on Crackle. The director and the creator, Dexton Deberie, with us on the program. Got about a minute left. You talk about Ja. It probably is a good look at what a future star athlete can be. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think the generations past, you know, it sort of took a different mentality. It was a bit winner takes all, the relentless pursuit of greatness. You know, very sort of, you know, self-centered kind of notions and ideas. And I think that that's a fallout of past generations. And, you know, what Ja represents is, you know, team first, pass first mentality, both in his game style, but then even as a human being. You know, he's so conscious and aware and cares and is compassionate about other people, maybe more so than he is of himself. And that's just a pretty radical shift from sort of the superstars of old, if you will. And I think it speaks to the generations that are coming up right now in general.
It's a remarkable docuseries. You get a glimpse the night of his NBA. Here's this 19, soon-to-be 20-year-old getting ready to live a lifelong dream since age 5 to play in the NBA. And Dexton is there with his crew capturing all of that. It's the docuseries on Crackle, new 6-episode docuseries called Promised Land. Our guest on the program, the creator, director, acclaimed sports filmmaker, Dexton Deberie. Dexton, thank you for being with us on the program.
I really appreciate it. It was my pleasure.
You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-817-2871. 800-817-2871. That's 800-817-2871.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-218-6710. 800-218-6710. 800-218-6710. Again, that's 800-218-6710.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Spin the highly anticipated thriller from number one New York Times bestselling author Patricia Cornwell, the second book in her Captain Chase series, the first the runaway international bestseller Quantum. Spin is now out, available wherever books are sold. Captain Callie Chase races against time to thwart a plot that leaves the fate of humanity hanging in the balance. Patricia is one of the top best-selling authors of all time, over 120 million books sold in over 100 countries, including her Dr. K. Scarpetti series, an international phenomenon, launching the boom of forensic crime television, movies, and books. Her novels and iconic characters known worldwide, winner of numerous awards. Patricia Cornwell, author of the heart-pounding thriller Spin, joining us on This Week in America. Patricia, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much.
An exciting time for you and for us as readers looking forward for months for Spin to come out. Now, in Spin, you've got a change of worlds, genres for you. You went on an extensive research journey, including unprecedented access to top secret government facilities. What was this research like for you in writing Spin?
Well, if you're gonna investigate space, you have to go to these top secret facilities because space is secured and basically explored by NASA and now Space Force, which is the militarized version, basically, of space exploration. These people are going to be the guardians of our universe because everything that happens above the surface of this planet impacts every single one of us in ways that are phenomenal if you really start knowing the details of what goes on, not even just hundreds of miles above this planet, but thousands of miles above this planet. So, you know, the Secret Service, for example, you wonder, what have they got to do with space? Well, they've got a lot to do with everything because one of the big parts of what they do is cyber investigations. We have a whole new breed of investigator that I call, the military actually came up with this term, not me, cyber ninjas. And these are the people, when you think of the hacking that's happened in this country right now, that we almost forget about because of everything else going on, there are so many invisible enemies, and we have to have people that know how to ghost hunt, so as you might say, like Ghostbusters almost, with their spectrum analyzers and other things they use to track down rogue signals that might tell us somebody's got a surveillance device on them or there's a cell phone in a room where there shouldn't be one. So it was amazing to me. The forensic world opened up a universe of things I'd never imagined, but this recent research has done the same, and I think people are going to have a lot of fun going along for the ride. I take you up in a rocket, and you'll be flying a space plane up there by the end of the book.
Well, you know, they said you missed your calling. You should have been an astronaut. I mean, you're there with Peggy Whitson, you know, record-setting astronaut. You had real. Well, in fact, you said it was like an. You said it was like an endless candy store. This was fun, wasn't it?
You know, it actually was nerve-wracking, a lot of it. And no, I don't know that I would myself make a great astronaut. I think I'm a better writer. I think I should stick with my day job. I do a little bit enough of everything just so I can describe it for you so you can feel it and make it real, whether it's an autopsy with Dr. Scarpetta or going up in a, you know, basically what's like a SpaceX rocket, you know, with Captain Chase to go, you know, deal with a rogue weapon, some kind of spacecraft that's 22,000 miles above the Earth that's brain damaging satellites of the U.S. and our allies. And you can't see, it's not showing up on radar, whatever's doing this, which is bizarre, and nobody can figure it out. So Callie Chase has got to go up there. So, you know, those real people who do that are simply amazing and remarkable. But what I want to encourage people to understand is space is for everybody. It's not just for the geniuses and these physically fit people that can do spacewalks like the ones we've watched. It's about all of us, and the technologies apply to all of us. And the ones that you're going to meet through Captain Chase may very well be ones that some of these people will be doing, some of the audience right now, whether it's flying cars or jetpacks or maybe growing up to go and becoming a guardian with Space Force. You never know.
Well, you take us into space. You sort of looked into the future, and you share that with us in Spin, with us on the program. New York Times bestselling author Patricia Cornwell. Spin now available wherever books are sold. Captain Chase is an interesting lead character called a brilliant and unusual heroine. This, I understand, what started out as talk about creating a female Bond-like character, and all of a sudden that evolves into Captain Chase.
Well, you know, yes, 4 years ago when I thought I decided I wasn't going to write any more Scarpetta. And by the way, that's not true. I am writing one right now, but we can talk about
fantastic.
That later.
Fantastic.
But the thing is, I was asked, you know, about, there was a lot of talk about a female James Bond. And of course, we already now have things like that. But what it got me thinking about is if I did start all over and created a hero like Scarpetta today, where would I go do the research? Because I wouldn't go back to the medical examiner's office or those or the forensic labs. I've done that. And I thought, I'd go to NASA. And so I started exploring those technologies, not really knowing how I was going to craft a story out of it, because space is not easy to get your hands around. But the thing that was really cool is I discovered that NASA has a protective services department, you know, their own police, in other words. And some of those people are actually scientists also at NASA, if you can imagine. So Callie Chase is also a cyber investigator for NASA. And that means that we can get into crime. And her big adversary is Dr. Neva Wrong, who is the Darth Vader of the biotech billionaire, of basically the tech billionaire world. And I will just add that unlike Scarpetta, the Captain Chase series is supposed to be just a little bit campy, because, you know, it's supposed to be kind of fun.
Yes.
And at times you might laugh a little bit, but it's still very serious and suspenseful. But, I follow the research and then I start beginning to realize the story. That's how it always works.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned the Scarpetta will be back. That will be good news. People that are reading Red Quantum, now reading Spin, they say, I want more. Are you working on a third book in this series?
Well, I haven't started a third book in this series yet. I mean, I have thoughts about it. But whether it's even the next Captain Chase or even the next Scarpetta, some of these technologies that I've learned are you're going to see. And it's not just because science is cool, because not everybody thinks it is. But I will tell you what you should know is that science isn't a magnificent toolbox.
You did this well. You must be ecstatic now with all the success you're having with Spin, and we're looking forward to picking up a copy. Available wherever books are sold. Our guest, Patricia Cornwell, New York Times bestselling author. Patricia, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.